as we worship before him, Papa, we thank you. May we all please bow our heads in prayer, in the opening prayer for today. Thank you, Father.
Our Father and our God, we just want to thank you, Father, for another day. This is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, today for your grace and mercy. And we thank you, Lord, you have kept us throughout the week. As we come before your presence right now, Father God, we just want to bless your holy name and thank you, Father, for the opportunity, Father, to hear your holy word one more time. Father, right now we ask you, Lord God, that you would open up our hearts to receive your word. Bless the speaker as she speaks, Father God. Let the word come forth with boldness, with power, with accuracy in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, as we hear your word, Father, we ask you, Lord, let us not only be hearers of your word, but doers thereof. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for another session of fellowshipping in God's presence. The title of our message today, it says, "And God remembered me." And God remembered me. Say to yourself, "And God remembered me." Thank you, Lord. How can anyone think or say, "And God remembered them," if they had not thought at least that God had forgotten them at some point in time? So many Christians have come to this false thinking that God had forgotten them or that God had failed them. Because of their growing agitation, their worry, their concern, their anxiety, and many, many prevailing challenges they permit into their heart and their mind that occupy them, instead of leaving the space open for God to fill it up with the blessings he has apportioned for us. We occupy them with our worries. And then when people see you, they see your worries first. I remember a dear friend of mine said to someone, another dear friend of mine, and said, "Why are you always worried? Why are you always looking tired?" She didn't understand why. She didn't know it. But she took it seriously and make an extra effort to put a smile on her face. We told her, start by smiling sometimes, a little bit at a time. And that's how she met her future husband. I'm not saying the same with everybody, because I'm going to start with a few testimonies that God had ordained, permitted me to release today. If you all please pay attention, it's not only those looking for husband. You might be looking for financial breakthrough. God supplies everything. Everybody, if you think about it, nobody came on this earth with a dime. But we have people who are called billionaires, millionaires, rich people, people who are content and those that are not content. It's up to you. Do not occupy yourself with challenges that God has not permitted you to accept into your heart. And then you go and retain them. No. How can God forget you? How can anyone think in their hearts that God had forgotten them? The book of Psalm 10 verse 11 says, "He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it." Who said so? How can anyone imagine that God had forgotten them? Or he will never notice them? Don't allow your heart to trick you. Some people go as far as criticizing God to fit into their feelings. Some misrepresent God to claim that God had forgotten them because of their crimes and sinful deeds in the past. So they feel guilty. Some even express frustration and say, "God had hidden his face from me." No, these are terrible, wrong, misleading statements, because God's eyes are open unto everyone. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 13 says, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight." Neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Wow. Nobody is beyond God's knowledge. Nobody is beyond God's knowledge. No. Neither can we hide any secret from him. God is all seeing. Nothing is hidden from him. There's no one forgotten by God, because his eyes are everywhere, watching over us. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." This is all. Beholding everyone, either you are doing good or you are doing poorly or you are doing bad, he sees all. Let me give you an example of what God can do when he remembers you. Or when your time comes. I pray that these true life stories in the Bible will encourage you. After Sarah's plan to speed up God's timing, her plans had gone terribly wrong. Sarah's idea was to follow the customs of her time. She gave her Egyptian servant, Hagar, to Abraham as his wife, which meant that when Hagar will birth a child, that child will now belong to Sarah. This, in her mind, will solve the problem of her own barrenness. But it didn't work out that way. There came a time when Hagar ran away from Abraham, from Abraham's home because of Sarai, Abraham's wife. Hagar despised Sarah. As soon as she found out that she was pregnant, she despised Sarah. Sarah now reported to her husband, Abraham. And Abraham said to her, "She is your maid. You deal with it." So Sarah dealt harshly with her. And she fled and rested by a spring of water in the wilderness. That was where the angel of the Lord found her and commanded her to return to Sarah and submit to her. Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to 9. Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 to 9.
Genesis chapter 16, verse 7 through 9. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Verse number 7. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness, along the road to Shur. Number 8. The angel said to her, "Hagar, Sarah's servant, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress, Sarah," she replied. And the angel of the Lord said to her, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." May God bless the reading of his holy word.
Amen. Amen. God knows everything. He sees your location. He knows your location. He sees your deeds and your actions. He knows our history. God watches over us all. Psalm 121, verse 7 to 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." From time immemorial, God is faithful despite our unfaithfulness towards him. He watches over us to ensure that we are well preserved. What some of us don't understand is that the working of God relates to patience and timing. Except you want to take things into your own hands, then, brothers and my sisters, you have to wait for your time. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 says, "I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. But time and chance happened to them all." No matter what we do, we have expectations. No matter how we live our lives, we have expectations. Yes, Solomon is trying to reduce our expectations of this imperfect world. People have twisted life. We must remind ourselves that we live in this fallen world, which is not our home. We are pilgrims here. Don't allow the iniquities of this life to keep you from serving God with all your heart. And wait, and wait, and wait. He is not a liar. He will fulfill all his promises. Keep your faith strong and solid in the Lord. It will not disappoint you. There's a time for everything to happen that you cannot change. As a parent, we all know we love our children dearly. And we would love to say yes to our children at all times when they ask for something. But sometimes you just can't give your children what he or she is asking for at that particular time. There may be a time where you'll be able to say yes, and sometimes no, or not at the moment. But when the time is right, you will get the answer. When the time was right, God remembered Noah after the global destruction in chapter 7 of Genesis. Genesis chapter 8 began with a comforting statement from God saying, God remembered Noah. This does not mean that Noah was forgotten. It means that Noah was always in God's sight and in his mind. When the time was right, he remembered him. Genesis chapter 8 verse 1 says, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged. The same God who wiped out all of humanity and every kind of animal as judgment against the violence on the earth now turns and treats those he has saved with compassion and care. My brother and my sister, if you have been saved by God, trust me, every promises regarding you will surely come to pass without fail. God starts the process of removing the flood waters from the earth. God also causes a great wind to spring up and begin to evaporate the waters. Noah, his family, and the animals waited for the waters to recede. Noah used birds as a test to see if any land is nearby when the time was finally right. A full year after they entered the ark, God remembered Noah. He remembered his family and all the animals, and they left the ark. Now you know what Noah did? Noah then built an altar in worship to God and offered animal sacrifices. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20. Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 says, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offering on the altar. This is what happened. As soon as the Lord smelled the aroma, he was pleased and he vowed never to destroy every living thing again. In the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 21. And the Lord smelled a sweet savor and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. As all other lives were destroyed, God didn't forget Noah and the animals. Now, when the time was right, God remembered Sarah. Genesis chapter 21 verses 1-3.
The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, who Sarah bare to him, Isaac. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to you, Lord. The Lord keeps his promises, no matter how likely they may seem from a human perspective. No matter how you may think that it's too long, I'm getting old. Who created you? Who made old age? Who said he will renew your youth? Who said he will beautify you? Who is with you? Who can make all things possible? It is only God. Not only had God promised to make Abraham a great nation, he had promised specifically that this nation will come through Sarah. Genesis chapter 17 verse 16 says, and I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yeah, I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. What? And it came to pass. When the time was right, God remembered Sarah. She conceived a child with Abraham. They named that son Isaac, which means laughter. And I'm sure she's laughing even right now in heaven. When the time was right, God remembered Anna. It was during the end of the annual gathering attendance of Elkanah's family in Shiloh for sacrifice and feasting. All the yearly traditions had been done. The peace offering had been made to the Lord. Elkanah had given a double portion of the meat to his first wife, Anna, to honor her. Elkanah's second wife, likely jealous, had tormented Anna about her infertility. Anna wept bitterly as her grief was inflamed. Anna had taken all her bitterness and anger to who? To the Lord God Almighty, and poured out her heart, poured out her soul before him. She had made a vow to give any son God would give to her back to him. Eli, the priest, had expressed his desire that God would grant her request. But this time I've changed. Elkanah and Anna slept together, and the Lord remembered her. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19, he says, "And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, his wife, and the Lord remembered her." Woo! The Lord will remember you today in the name of Jesus. God knew her sorrow and her vow, as well as Eli's blessing. God remembered Anna and gave her the son she asked for. Hallelujah. And I'm professing, I'm declaring, and saying, everyone here that is expecting one miracle or the other, before the end of this year, God will remember you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And God remembered Abraham. Woo! In the book of Genesis chapter 19, verse 29 says, "And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham." I love to repeat that. Genesis 19, 29. "And it came to pass." It will come to pass for you today in the name of Jesus. "And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, which he overthrew the cities in thee which Lot dwelt." After the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, God saved Lot and Lot's daughters because he remembered Abraham's intervention, which I will call a bargain with God. I called it a bargain with God, but the scripture says intervention. Listen to this, why I call it bargain. Genesis chapter 18, verse 31 to 33.
"And he said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Mm-hmm. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Abraham began the bargaining at 50 from verse 24 until he gets down to 20. Then he decides to make one final plea. Suppose 10 people are found there. Let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, interestingly, 10 was the number in Lot's family. There were Lot and the wife, 2 sons, 2 married daughters, 2 son-in-laws, and 2 unmarried daughters. God wants everyone to be saved, and we are invited to be part of the work. The Bible commands us to pray for one another. Through prayer intercession, you can rescue your children. You can rescue your brother. You can rescue your sister. You can rescue your family. You can rescue your loved one from disaster. You can even change the course of history in your family. And God remembered me. That is the confession for each and every one of us today. And God remembered me. It doesn't necessarily mean that God had forgotten you. No, but rather, for God to remember you means for God to have you on his mind. And it is at your rightful time and correct time he will visit you. When God remembers you, change becomes inevitable. When God remembers you, impossibility now becomes possible. When God remembers you, those who have been mocking you will now bow before you. When God remembers you, your lack becomes more than enough. When God remembers you, your story will change from shame to delightful. When God remembers you, your long-time prayer request will now be answered. When God remembers you, you will be made whole from your sickness and challenges in life. When God remembers you, your tears will now turn to joy. When God remembers you, you will no longer be single, but be happily married. When God remembers you, the unimaginable, unexpected, uncommon miracles will happen for you. When God remembers you, you will have evidence with an undeniable proof to show for it. God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God heard the groaning of his people, Israel, who were slaves to Egypt. And he sent Moses to deliver them. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24 to 25.
Reading from the King James Version, verse 24. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them. God bless his reading.
Amen. I believe God today that everyone that be groaning to God, crying to God, stressing God out, today God has remembered you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, you too shall remember the Lord your God. You and I shall remember the Lord our God. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Just as God remembered us, we are to remember him too, and to honor our Lord. God never forgets his promises, my brothers and my sisters. Or does he forget his people? No. Oh, no, he forgets his children. No, 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 no. Neither will he forget those that he has saved. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end, and the creator of the whole universe. He doesn't suffer from memory loss, and he does not have memory lapses. But God makes it clear that we, as his people, are to continue to cry out to him in prayer and petition with praises, thanksgiving, and worship to him. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 to 7 says, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Yet that make mention of the Lord. Keep not silence and give not to rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise to the earth. Do you remember one of the criminals crucified with Jesus Christ? He sought for forgiveness and he received it. Jesus responded to him and said, today you shall be with me in paradise. When we ask for forgiveness, when you need anything from God, talk to God in prayer. When you are stressed out, talk to God in prayer. Whenever we engage with the Lord in prayer or worship, we are in essence calling his attention to come upon us. He hears us, he sees all, and he knows all. And we must trust him to act on our behalf. God has made everything beautiful only in his time. Only in his time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Nobody knows but him. But remember, only those who belong to him, have a relationship with him, and can call upon him. Yes, only those that have relationship with him, they believe in him, they call upon him, they have relationship with him. They wait for his time, and he remembers every child of his. Because as a child of his, your name is written in the palm of his hands. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15 to 16. Can a woman forget a suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yeah, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. God will remember you today, and your time for him to remember you is now, in the name of Jesus. This platform is now open for you to become a child of the living God. If this is your first time, please do not hesitate to contact us for further learning, assistance, and growth in his vineyard. We may now unmute as we repeat the prayer of salvation after me. Heavenly Father, I know that I've sinned against you. I repent of all my sins. Please forgive me. I believe that your son Jesus Christ died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life. Write my name in the Lamb Book of Life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I believe you've been blessed with this message. Join an amazing moment in God's presence by fellowshipping in His presence. There we'll learn and grow in God's words and prayer. It's a partnership with God's people and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Follow the link below to join us every Sunday and bi-weekly Wednesdays on our audio platforms. You are welcome.